You're going to groan now. I have a mug of hot Marmite. That is, yes, yes, I will repeat it again. Hot Marmite. That is an overly gloopy teaspoon of Marmite. Put in the mug and filled with hot water. And I will now set it down on my new IKEA Fingles. And I will now sit on my IKEA chair. There we go. In fact, little fact, this chair came pre-assembled. Of course, it's a folding chair, but it came pre-assembled. I was quite shocked that a piece of furniture came pre-assembled. Not to say that everything from IKEA is pre-assembled. For example, mugs aren't pre-assembled. Flasks aren't pre-assembled. You probably cut yourself with metal. Those document wallet things, document holder things that are kind of like a big tall rectangle with a little hole at the front so you can pull it out of a shelf. And kind of like a cut, a wavy line cut into it. You know what I'm talking about. They're not pre-assembled. The kind of stiff cardboard ones that are cut. I've got one that's kind of painted stipple effect. Not stippled, but kind of a twill texture in blue. That didn't come pre-assembled. That came with another one inside it. But you can get the papery ones that are basically card. Not even cardboard. They're just card, which are kind of like wine carriers. You kind of pull one end and push the other end, and it goes. Ooh, it works. But no, hot Marmite. People say, oh, there are don't get Marmite, and they go on television panel shows about Marmite for ages. And then, of course, because it's the BBC, they have to say, well, there are other disgusting yeasty vegetable spreads available. Spread? What the fuck Marmite are you having? Marmite doesn't spread. Marmite kind of rolls like lava. Very thick, brown lava. With a lot of umami in it. Umami. That is very umami. I think. Umami is basically Marmite, yeah? The Marmite taste. The taste o' Marmite. And Guinness. And vaginas with a yeast infection. Potentially. I don't know what yeast tastes like, sorry.